source of loving God and Jesus was the meditation, of the Passion of Jesus Christ. All that. There is not a saint that has not meditated deeply the Passion and now getting fire of the love of God for him and now trying to love him and answer. Also following him, I mean, because yesterday we did two meditations that are very important in your life, the meditation of humility and the meditation of the cross. With these two, out of these two things, there is no human growth. And that is Jesus taught us. I mean, he didn't come to bother us, he came to teach us to love. And it's the only reason he did everything, and to teach us to love, and to bring us to love. Obviously, in your marriages, in your relationship with your children, and the people around you. But if we don't embrace these things, love never exists. It's only a kind of feelings, emotions, and we try, but we give up, and it's no growth. And that is the reason it's so important that we give steps here. Because more humble than Jesus, more suffering, and he's willingly coming here. You, the things that are going to happen in your life are coming from the plan of God, but him is his plan. So he is the plan of God, he is the plan of God, he is the providence of God, he is the eternal word of God, he is God Almighty. So he's teaching us something that is very important for love, because everything is for love. In the spiritual life, the whole of all things is charity. Love to God and love to the neighbor, that are totally together. If you don't love God with all your heart, all your strength, all your being and all your soul, you cannot love your neighbor and yourself. It's not difficult, it's impossible. It's the way God has done the things. The moment a person doesn't put God first, he loves him more than his neighbor, obviously, and more than God, of course. And so, the thing here is the spiritual exercise is a way that begins now for you. So, I encourage you to keep your prayer alive. It's the most important thing that you have in your life. Make a commitment with your prayer life. And in prayer, you will know God, and knowing God is knowing everything. And if you don't know God, you don't know nothing, and you are living in fear. Whatever is your life, whatever you are doing, whatever you think, knowledge of God expels fear. But only knowledge of God, and true knowledge of God. And that is prayer. Prayer is knowing him. He loves you. He wants you to know him. But in the moment we are not truly knowing God and desiring him above all things, because knowing God and desiring him, as you can understand, is the same thing. Because you know God, you cannot desire other things in your life than the union with God. And we have very little knowledge, and that is not because he doesn't want, because with the last meditation we did is that he is ruling everything in the universe only for one thing, for giving himself to you. So he wants. He wants. So the thing is how I am wanting. And is there, I mean, so we try to open more to his, what I say is the greatest commitment that you have in your life is prayer. Make a time, make a place, as Peter was talking. I mean, make the things very concrete. And the time I'm going to pray is better in the morning than the night. The place I'm going to pray, what I'm going to pray even, what is going to be about the point of my meditations. I mean, why? Because we love the good is always concrete. You see, it is something general and abstract. I don't love it. And I don't desire it, and I don't do it. Love, the good has to be always very, very concrete. The more concrete is the good, the more you can love it. It's very important in it because good are things that are concrete. I mean, Jesus is a concrete person. He has a body. It's all about concrete, and you can love him because it's very concrete. But the intellectual, general abstraction of the head is nothing. Never get nothing, and never do anything for growing and maturing. And there are a lot of people, I mean, in the church, I am a priest and a confessionary, and I insist. I mean, it's horrible, the situation in the church. It's horrible. In the lay people, I insist. Why? Because we don't take seriously a prayer life. And without prayer life, there is no Christian life. There is no Christian life without prayer life. You don't make the prayer life the essence of your life. I mean, there are saints, even San Alfonso Ligori, that talk about that the one who prays will be saved. The one who doesn't pray will not be saved. And he put this, I mean, and he's a doctor of the church, he's not a whatever guy. I mean, prayer is everything in a spiritual life because it's how I open to God. And at the end, prayer becomes life. You read in the gospel and in the letter of St. Paul, you can, this expression is a lot of times in St. Paul and in the gospel other times. Pray always. Jesus was saying today in the garden, Pray always. Why? Because prayer becomes a way of living from God, in God and for God. And everything in your life is coming from God, in God and for God. But if you don't have the concrete moment of prayer, you don't go there. So life is not transformed by the presence of God. And the prayer is the most important. And Jesus taught why he conquered the passion. Because his prayer, and he taught also that, he was in fear, he was drops of blood. Imagine the situation of Jesus. When he was knowing what was going to happen, and what he did. 3 hours. Praying until he was, because the rest of the passion is where? In the power of the Father. He's doing all the things with God. Because God never abandoned him. Even the prayer, you know, the Psalm 22, that is the Psalm that I invite you to read it. It's a beautiful Psalm. It's a Psalm that begins with, my God, why have you abandoned me? But it's a Psalm that is describing the passion, but finished in one of the most precious songs of hope that are in the world. It's amazing. And why? Because that is the heart of Jesus. He knows that the Father is with him. Even he is, because he has taken my sins and your sins, now he's experiencing what is sin. Imagine for the Son of God experiencing the separation from God, because that is sin. Sin is being separated from God. That is what a sin makes, break my relationship with God. And Jesus, in his love, took that. So took our separation from God for putting his love there as a human, not as God, as a human, and bringing that to the Father and abandoning himself totally in the hands of the Father as an answer to the abandonment that he was feeling. He abandoned himself totally in the hands of the Father. Into your hands, God, I commend my spirit. That is the last word of Jesus. With I thirst. So, pray. Make a commitment with your prayer. It's the most important thing in your life. If not, your marriage cannot work, your children will not know God, and will be your guilt, because you cannot convey God if you don't have a clear experience of God. If you have God, you have everything. And your children will see your joy, your peace, your fullness, your everything that is coming from God. But if you don't have that, they are going to leave. Why? Because they are moved by the world. And it's a point of prayer. A person who has prayer, if he or she doesn't have peace and joy and some kind of fullness, is not praying. As the will of God is a will that is joy and peace and fullness and all these things that we have read in the Old Testament and there in the New Testament. It's all about fullness. But we are, and insist, prayer is for doing the will of God as Jesus finished always. No? He was praying, Abba, Abba. You are my dad, you love me, you are here, you are almighty, you have all power, for you nothing is impossible. But at the same time, not my will, but your will. So he's teaching us what is the meaning of all prayer and the goal of all prayer. I encourage you to make that. At the end, I have the meditations I will put there in the chairs, one side and the other the helps, in order if you want to take them, will be there. So the whole meditation we have given, you want to go back to some of them, the papers with the meditation and the helps for the meditation, I will put them there. But courage, I mean, there is another way. The way of holiness is one, is prayer. Most holy was a person, deeper was his prayer. The most holy is Mary, the reason her heart is full of grace, because she is always in prayer. She is always open to the action of God and to the love of God and to the power of God in her life. And God wants to do you the same, because he has created you for being holy and immaculate in his presence, through love. You know, it's Ephesians 1:4. We ask him to give us the courage of making a commitment with prayer, embracing the difficulties of prayer, because I see prayer is because the ego, until we conquer the ego, prayer has a lot of problems, because the ego is very strong. And you know these days how the things have been difficult for doing the prayer, the steps of the prayer, but it's only a problem, it's a problem of the ego, because a person who has no ego, he or she goes immediately in the union with God and in the grace of God. And even I am dry, I use that for going further, because more dry you are, the more you can do in prayer. Because in any trial, if you use faith, hope and charity, you go deeper in the union with God than when you are with consolations and having feelings. Prayer, the most powerful thing that you can do is when you are embracing the cross and you go further embracing God with faith, hope and charity. That is the way we embrace God and kiss God and have a relationship with God. But we don't do that. Why? Because the ego continue working and doing this. So keep your prayer, because your life, the life of your family and your marriages depend on your prayer. You women, your mystery is your interior life. Reread, if you can, the prayer of Edith Stein and try to understand what is the mystery of your femininity. Because when that is not happening, I mean, it's a mess in your feelings and your emotion and your thinking. And you are the one who bring the man to God. That is your mission, because you have him in your heart. Not being a seducer, but being a mediatrix. That is the mystery of femininity. Try to walk in. I mean, God is there. He wants to help you. He has a plan and a mission for you. But the first mission you have is your husband, your wife, and your family. We do the profession of faith.